Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas. I want to welcome everyone to the show. It's April 10th, 2018, and I guess it's air conditioning weather. The air conditioner is on in the studio. Thank God. A little warm in here last week. Nah. Let's turn it on this time.
That's because Mike Miller was here.
No, he left it all. He wanted to see Mike Miller sweat, right?
It's all Mike Miller's fault.
We know it's
all Mike Miller's fault.
Yep. Hosting tonight, myself, Mike, Justin Griffiths.
How you doing?
What's up, man?
Living a life. And that's
what kind of life? what kind of life you living?
Pretty much the same life you're living.
Hey, it is that season, right? This is your first summer, isn't it?
Well, huh? I started in August last year, so it was still hot.
But you,
I didn't see the 120 degrees.
You were doing the more peon jobs back then. Now you're doing double peon jobs.
Exactly. So. Now I'm the one rolling around on the roof.
Well, good. You're the guy all AC guys want with them. So.
No, not Justin.
Hey, there's the voice of the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt, also hosting tonight.
How you guys doing?
I'm good.
Not too bad. Did you work in the sun today?
Yes, I did. Actually, I worked at Lake Mead today.
Did you go swimming, fishing, anything like that? No?
Didn't have time. I had to get back to the show.
There's not enough water out there to fish.
Yeah. If you jump in, watch out. You could cause a catastrophic.
I drove by going to Arizona, and you could just see the water level just down.
Real low.
Really low. Yeah.
Great guest for all you guys tonight, Las Vegas Bomber driver Kyle Jacks.
Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, you've been here a couple times before, but I've never been here when he did.
And
he planned it out.
And he's been here with his brother. This is the first time he's been here by himself.
That's right.
So the first time I could have driven myself out here.
Yeah.
Now you can say whatever you want about him. He won't punch you sitting next to
him. And he won't pick on you on the way home. Now you're in your own car.
He'll pick on me when I get home.
What's better at home, man?
That's right.
Not on the way home.
What are brothers good for?
That's all.
But hey, I missed a lot since you've been on here, so I'm gonna probably ask a lot of stuff that.
Yes, you have.
Have I? Okay. So I'll probably ask a lot of stuff that you've already answered, but hey, it's okay. All right.
It's all good.
Couple things, I guess, for myself or anybody that don't know who you are. First of all, you raced the Bombers out at the LVMS.
Mm-hmm.
What's your car number, first of all?
Number four.
Number four?
Yep.
What kind of car is that?
It's a Malibu, Chevy Malibu.
For a minute. It's like a Frankenstein. Sometimes these Bombers get like whatever parts are left over everywhere else, they get thrown at these cars, but
mm-hmm.
kind of the same thing.
That's how my Monte Carlo was.
Yeah.
That was a bunch of different years.
Yeah, well,
just
exactly.
Together.
That's one of those things where. You look puzzled.
Listening to this
Gary.
Wonderful conversation.
You understand, like Gary, I don't know, once in a while he'll go off into space and do his own thing. He'll be doodling. Well, curious to see what doodle adds on tonight. So, Kyle, you probably noticed that last time, so don't let him distract you with the doodling. The only thing we're good is that the Kings aren't playing tonight.
But they'll be playing Wednesday.
Out tomorrow. I guess the Vegas
Golden Knights.
Yeah, that's
right. And by the way, go Kings go.
You just lost about half or three quarters of the people that
I'm
are
a Kings
from Vegas.
Fan and always have been. So.
You're one of them Cali.
Southern
I won't
California.
Even finish.
Southern California.
Cali, you. I won't even finish the rest of that. Oh, man. Anyways, back to you, Kyle. Sorry about that. He was distracting me, so I just wanted to...
I'm standing here watching you. making sure you do it right.
That now, Justin's doodling again.
Y'all get off topic.
It's distracting, you know.
I'm listening to you and Kyle.
I'm trying to give Kyle all this attention.
I don't want to interrupt Kyle.
There.
All right, back to you, Kyle. This show's about you, not about these guys. So, how old are you?
I just turned 17 last
week. Just turned 17, wow.
Last week?
Cool. Well, happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
Belated birthday. What'd you get for your birthday?
I got new tires on my truck, and I got a new phone. Cool. So.
Did your brother get you anything?
No.
Again, what a brother.
Thanks, Sam. You know what you're getting for your birthday? What's your birthday?
His is the 28th of April, so.
Okay.
Oh, and it's right around the corner.
Yep, so expect nothing.
Wait, what you getting him?
Expect nothing. Expect the same thing, yeah.
Hey, Sam, that's your fault.
Yeah,
man.
Rewrap it. Re-gift whatever he gave you back to him, which is nothing. So, hey, speaking of Sam, do you miss racing with him out there? Somebody to kind of bump against or lean against when you're frustrated?
If I hit him, he'd get angry at me.
Is that why you hit him, like, twice as much?
Wait. If you hit him, he gets angry. If he hits you, it's a mistake, right?
That's how he says it goes.
It's never his fault.
Uh-huh.
But it's less competition, but, you know, Aaron and Sam moved up different classes and just, I mean, racing with Vinny is fun. I have a good time racing with him, but, you know, there's only two of us up there now. Or
nice.
There's some guys behind this, you know.
Hopefully some of the other guys are kind of figure things out. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you know, that's all part of the fun is the competition. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be able to race with somebody and not just, you know, get out there. I mean, it's fun to win, obviously, but it's fun to race too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's the main thing. But you find it less exciting without your brother? I mean, did you push yourself harder? Because if he was beating you, you'd push yourself to keep up? I tried to,
but sometimes I knew he had a better car, so I just had to let him go. But
okay. So you think that was on purpose? Like the guys would set up the – I mean, who sets up your cars? I guess you two or the whole family?
My dad – well, me and my brother do. We work on them. My dad and Court Connell sets the car up,
okay.
And the sergeants help us occasionally.
Do you think they kind of set his up a little better than yours?
They're actually – the two we had last year, they're actually identical, but
right.
I'm not sure what was up. But
you think there was some driver involved there, maybe experience or – or no, or
well, that's what my brother says, but I don't know.
Do you wish you were racing with him another year or two, possibly?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because
with that being said, do you plan on going up?
That's called. I mean, I would like to, but you know, it's his. He pays for it, so I'm being straight up with that. He pays for it, so it's his call if I get to move. I like where I'm at right now, so.
Well, the Bomber's a good division, because you only raced it 1 year, and you last year, or did you get in the year before?
The last 2 years I have.
Last couple
my
years.
Third
full
year.
Seasons for
yeah.
both? Okay. You know, so that's a good class to be in to, you know, get some seat time and to drive a car that's, like, ill-handling, because that's what the Bombers are. They're just a stock car, which is good. You don't see a lot of stock car racing these days except in like a Bomber division, so
yeah
it's good to see that, and definitely a handful, puts a lot in the driver's hands and in the car. So what do you think made your brother's car a little faster than yours at when he was racing with you? Did you think it was horsepower? Was it
I'm not quite sure what it was. I think they had that set up just a little bit more fine-tuned.
They gave him the better carburetor or whatever it was, right?
I'm not sure what it was, but
that was Court's whole car, right?
Yeah, and Don Sargent's car previous.
And that's a good point, because they have a lot of years on those where they've been set up and tuned, and obviously tweaked a little over time, but that's something that car's had over your car. How old is your car, and has it been out there before?
The car I drove last year, that was the first time that car's – first season that car's been out there.
Didn't you wreck the year before? No.
Yeah.
Is that what happened to that
classic
car?
2016, I got put in the fence.
Your car was Eric Martin's car, right? Wasn't it the 24?
But that was in 2016.
Yeah, that
correct?
Was when Matt Frady Jr. drove that car a couple races at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then
that,
you,
car, that was a turd when before he had it. So.
Yeah, but when you drove it, it didn't look that bad. I'm not saying nothing about before its history before that, but I think you had it. Wasn't you guys did a lot to it, obviously, to get it to turn.
We put, I don't even know what we changed. We changed the whole drivetrain, I think. But,
right.
I mean, it handled like crap, but we got that figured out after the first couple races. So.
You know, you didn't make it look too bad, so that's a good thing. But then you went in fresh, I guess, after the accident. So
yeah.
Was that one of your first experiences with the wall? Or?
No. My first year, we're at the Fall Classic. I was racing a Bandolero, and somebody spun out in front of me, and I T-boned him, and I went straight in the fence. So, I mean, it wasn't that hard of a hit, but I still hit it. But that hitting the wall was definitely the hardest.
How old were you at that time?
I was 15.
15?
Yeah.
And it kind of woke you up a little bit, like, hey, maybe I don't want to do that again.
Yeah.
That wall is not forgiving.
Right.
Not at all.
No.
Especially for the cart.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you got yourself, obviously, came out okay, but the guys that work on that car are like, oh, crap. What do we got to do to it when it comes off the track? You know, hopefully it's salvageable.
Nice.
Yep. So, but I guess speaking of the Bandolero, let's rewind a little bit and talk about your history, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously your family's been around racing your whole life. What's your first experience at the race and which track was it?
First experience was at the big track here, the 1.5 mile.
The Super Speedway.
Yeah. We went there for one of the cup races. We went in the Neon Garage and all that.
You remember what year that was for you by chance?
I want to say 2008.
So, okay.
Around there.
And that, you know, obviously, Neon Garage, probably too much prior to that was it around. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go in there, experience the Neon Garage.
Mm-hmm.
What was your first thoughts when you were going there?
It was really loud.
Yeah.
That was my first recce.
How old were you? So that was, what, 8? So that was, what, 10 years ago? So
yeah, about
chat.
7-ish.
Wow. That's crazy. Makes Justin feel older than he is.
Probably 27 this year.
See, you're like grandpa already. Twice over.
My hair's about to get as gray as Gary's.
Yeah, exactly, by the end of this year.
Come September.
We'll give you a life lesson before the end of the show from Justin, so we'll just remember this. So anyway, so LVMS, you're out for the first time, your whole family, or just you and your brother?
It was my dad and my brother and I.
Okay.
So.
It was a cup race.
Yeah.
Who's your fan, I guess, your favorite? Or did you have one at the time?
At the time, it was Dale Jr., pretty much, almost like everybody else. So.
Yeah.
But yeah,
you get a chance to get this to see down in the with the Neon Garage and see the pits.
I got to watch them work on the
that?
Cars. That was pretty cool because I've never seen them like up close.
That you know, if you haven't been to the big track, Vegas, I'm sure they're start going to be at other tracks sooner than later. But it's unique because it has the Neon Garage, which enables you to get up basically just through a little window up close to the. Pit the I don't know if you want to call it pit area, but the garage area where they're working on the cars. So.
And if you're anything like Gary, you might walk away with something.
Just don't let them see you take anything.
No, Gary just asked the guy on the other team, "Hey, grab that for me."
Well, see, he did the smart thing. He asked the guy on the other team to grab the other team.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
See, that way it's not his fault.
I just kind of pointed, and he was like, "Okay, hold on."
Did he give you the money signal? Like,
no, but the guy in Kurt Busch's pitch did.
Oh no, way.
He's just trying to make some money off all that stuff.
He makes some money off Kurt. you got to experience the Neon Garage. Got to see Dale Jr. up, you know, pretty much up close.
Mm-hmm,
so. Did you knock on the window or anything? Like, hey.
No.
You should have.
Like the other 60,000 kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, it would have stood out.
Like a fish in a fishbowl.
Yeah. Hey, come over here. I'm going to feed you.
And they pay attention about as much as a fish does, too.
Well, you know, the thing is, what people don't understand, they're not there for a show. They're there they're actually working on their cars. That is their garage time that they're working on their cars.
That's why they ignore you.
You know, what I was kind of astounded about was they had their computers and stuff right there. I could have, like, got my phone, recorded, like, some secret stuff they do on their setups and things like that. But, you know, because they didn't kind of keep it a secret or anything, so... Maybe that's the dummy computer.
I mean, but all those cars are so much alike anymore.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting more and more spec, pretty much. Like, they have to have certain things and all the downforce packages and the rule packages.
The spec divisions are the way to go. They're the most fun. It puts it more into the driver's hands. So anything spec is probably the direction that anybody wants to go in. I'm just saying, the spec classes are the thing. But so that was your first experience. Your brother, has he been out there before that too, or
but I don't think so.
Yeah,
but that was the first time I've been to a racetrack, and it was with him. So
cool.
Yeah.
So you got to see Dale Jr. and all that, and see the whole race.
Yep.
That weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of the traffic? Do you remember any of the traffic going home afterwards?
No.
You're sleeping in the back seat.
Yeah, it was early in the morning, so I slept there. It was late at night, or I was tired, so I slept on the
right
back.
So. Missed school the next
day. Pretty sure my dad remembers, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Well, anybody who's been to the big race has experienced that after race traffic at some point, but
it's gotten better over the years.
Yeah, I do have to admit that.
Way better over the years.
I remember going out there one year, and I don't go that much, only a couple times for the big race. Took me like an hour and a half to get out and 2 hours to get home. So, but you guys said it was pretty quick.
We also stayed pretty late. We went to the whole victory lane, and we watched the whole celebration. We walked around the garage, so most of the morons and the drunk people were already gone.
No, that might have been me, though. Had to get out of there.
Which one, the moron or the drunk one?
Both. No, I wouldn't be driving if I was drunk. So anyways, Kyle, you experienced that. Did you want to race after that? Did you have any expectations of racing at that point or not yet?
At that time, no. But it was a later time, a couple of years later, when my grandpa, Wayne Jacks, took me out to the Bullring.
And everybody that's been to LVMS Bullring knows who Wayne Jacks is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty well known.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Jacks, you know, the Jacks name is pretty well known out at LVMS for many years. So
we're out there, and he was showing us all cars at a race out there, and me and my brother told us Bandoleros, you know, those look kind of cool to race. And so it was up, like, a couple days after school had ended that same year, like, for the summer break.
Right.
And my dad gets a call from my grandpa and says, bring the boys over to my house.
Oh, no way.
So we got there, and he said, here's your cars, you're racing tonight. I was like,
no way. Listen, not even thinking about the, hey, you're racing. Thanks, Grandpa.
That's what got me started in that, so.
Were you nervous? Were you happy? Were you kind of...
It was kind
like
of
all over the little mix of both. Like,
did you say I never even sat in a car?
Yeah. I was like, I've never seen one like this close. Now I get to race it later.
Were you like, all I got to do is go in circles? I got this. No problem.
No, I think I got laughed about 8 times. In all honesty.
You know what? That's all part of it. Because a lot of people.
That's part of the learning curve right there.
Well, exactly. A lot of people, no matter what age, look at it and it looks easier than it is. You get out there and you're like, oh, well, there's a lot more to this than just going in circles, you know?
It's real easy from the grandstand.
Super easy.
So did you get any remarks when you came off? Like, hey, you going to push the gas pedal? Do you have your foot on the brake? Anything like that you remember?
Not that I remember.
Not at least in front of your face.
Yeah.
So was it just you, or your Sam was also racing
my brother as well.
How did he do, too? Did you get
I think
get a chance
did,
to...
He did pretty good. I think he stayed on the lead lap for most of the race.
Was that his first time, too?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You should have, like, nudged him a little and, you know, kind of spun him out. Yeah.
Brothers, too?
No, that was later on.
That was later when he learned more,
Didn't you guys wreck each other on the road course? Or
I hate to bring that up.
And let me guess, it was your fault.
Yeah.
When I see Sam, I'll ask him whose fault it was.
He'll say it's mine. I admitted to it.
Now, was that in a Bandolero?
Yeah, it was both of our last races in those cars.
Okay.
But so it was the championship race, and me and him were tied in points. And so, he took off on the first couple laps, and I chased him down. Last lap, I passed him. I got a really bad run coming out of the last corner, and I chopped him off and spun out right like 100 feet before the finish.
It was an accident, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You didn't see him coming.
I didn't see him. I didn't see him there.
Oh, I saw him. I don't mean to fall.
I saw you coming, but it was an accident.
Uh-huh. It was a championship was 100 feet in front of me, so I was trying to do all I could.
Did you get it?
No.
Oh, no.
I got wiped out.
Oh, who got it then?
My brother.
Oh, he did. He ended up getting it all. That sucks.
Well, it's in the family at least.
You know what? At least you tried. You can't say you didn't try. So the cars go up for sale after that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm sure there were some guys like, don't wreck the cars, man, in this very last, heading to the finish line. Like,
was your dad mad at you?
No, I'm...
Was your grandpa mad at you?
No. My dad is the type of person to be yelling at Stance, hit him, or something like that. So I'm pretty sure he had a fun time watching that.
He's like, that's my boy right there. Spinning the other boy. Uh-huh. That's funny. Speaking of your dad, did your dad ever do any racing out here?
Yeah, he raced in the Winston West Series, actually.
He skipped these little local guys like us, right?
Oh, he raced in the street stocks here back in the 80s.
Oh, no way. Cool.
I think he won a couple championships. He doesn't tell me much, but that's from what I've seen.
Well, you need to ask him. Say, hey, tell me some racing history out here. This is at LVMS, I'm sure. Boring. Okay.
There's,
that was called something else back then.
He's always told me stories about that. When my grandpa, he told me, for example, when they were in Tucson one race, my grandpa was doing the Winston West Tour. My grandpa brought a backup car, and he let my dad drive it, and my dad finished third while he was
in the backup car.
Oh, that's funny.
That must have been a great ride home.
Yeah, right? You don't get the prize money. Sheesh. No, that's cool. I'll have to look that up. I didn't realize your dad raced the street stocks and stuff out there. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the big divisions way back when was, you know, just like the bombers, the street stocks and the hobby stock classes or the stock car classes were always the big divisions out mm-hmm. there, you know, and they're always the most fun to watch. They used to have A mains, B mains, and I want to say C mains sometimes.
Mm-hmm. The most fun I ever had watching bombers was when Gary started back in 2001.
Yes. That's the first year or so when the bombers
when you
came
can
out.
Pretty much throw like a blanket over the top 10 cars and anybody can win on any given night.
Oh yeah, I love those the old bombers, you know, before they evolved into what they are today. The
wet track
races. Yeah, the enduro races that they were going to have, the 100 lappers, and then you see these big wheelbase cars. Because I think at the time, I thought 116-inch was the minimum wheelbase when they first started, not 112.
One
was 114, but now they're 112, aren't they?
Yeah, they're 112 now.
I remember they used to be a longer wheelbase when they first
came
out.
That's when JJ drove that big-ass blue boat car, whatever you want to call
it. Tuna boat?
Tuna boat, yep. Because
then Didn't Chad run that car?
That was Chad Madison, just...
Was that the one with the fur? I don't know.
Yes.
I think it was.
Whatever.
I remember Chad brought that to the prump not too long.
No, we took it out for Chad.
Yeah.
Yep. That used to be a gentleman named, I believe his name was Sam Crow.
Sam Crow.
Way back in the day. Yeah. He built it for his wife. His wife took two or three laps, parked it, and said, "This ain't for me."
That's funny. I have a story like that with my old lady. She wanted to race it was a bomber, actually. It was a four-door Nova that I had built. I got pieces off somebody else, and then she took it around like one lap, going like 5 miles an hour. I was like, okay, I'm done. That's her racing career.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah. It looks different, you know, and the only reason she did it was to, you know, kind of be involved and, you know, because I was always out there. Now she hates going out there. So. Well, she blames it on, like, when the modified used to race, because I can't, you know.
They're too loud.
Yeah, too loud, or it shakes her body too much. So.
That's the most exciting
you
thing out there.
You should have told me that's the 311.
Well, the modified today, like the Lucas Oil, they're quieter than the super late models, man. They're supposed to be loud, man. They're not loud anymore. But, anyway. So you went from the Bandoleros, Kyle. How many years till you got into racing again? Was it the next year?
That was road course race was the end of February, and we started the next bomber season in March.
Oh, okay. So
that,
just a month or so later.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Now, how many tracks have you raced at, including the Bandoleros?
I've raced the quarter mile track inside the big track. I raced the road course, the boring, of course. I raced in Lake Havasu once. So
now, didn't you run a Legend car, or was it Sam that ran the Legend car down in Havasu?
We both did. Yeah. He had motor troubles, but I somehow got third. I still don't know how I did that.
So, on these tracks, were all those in either Bandolera or a Legend, I guess?
The race in Legend was the only Legend race I've ever done.
Okay.
But I've raced the Bando in Havasu, and I've raced a late model in Havasu one time as well.
Oh, really?
It was not fun, though. I was super sick the whole time.
Oh, no way.
It was bad.
Nope.
Sick because you had to race the late model, or sick?
I was physically sick.
Yeah.
I could name off a whole bunch of things that happened.
Was that Donna's car? Was that the 8?
Yeah. Oh,
car?
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yep. They trust you. Trust you enough.
She trusted me with a Legend car, and I did well in it, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. So that was that the first time you ever raced a Legend? Was it down in Havasu?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good track to you know, get your feet wet.
It's fun.
Yeah, that's a good track.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been to Havasu, you gotta go. Oh, go ahead.
Gary, is that track fun?
No. Yeah.
That's probably one of the...
Yeah.
Well, okay. depends on who you're racing against at any track.
Was the fun stretch wall fun?
Nope. There was turn three wall.
Same difference. Was that wall fun?
It was all right.
And whose fault was that? Well, it's not your fault.
Of course.
I see.
I say he got the apology. So.
I got the apology with a totaled race car, but I still got an apology out of her.
And you couldn't throw any punches either.
Gary, don't get mad.
And?
Hey, you know what? You took that risk when you built that car and take it on the track every time. That's your own fault,
it's
own risk.
It's that same car, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's the same car. Mm-hmm. I thought it was total.
It made it faster.
Seeing the pictures of that car, I thought it was total.
Yeah. I hit the wall so hard that the gear shifter was laying in the passenger floorboard. Yeah.
Wow. I've done that before.
Yeah.
Relatable.
Yeah.
And yes, I got shoved into
When
the
was
wall.
Your wreck? When was your bad one?
That was the Fall Classic a couple years ago. It bent the frame in the middle of the car.
I think that was the same year I totaled my car on the backstretch.
Yeah,
with
it was a huge pileup.
Yeah, with Sam and
Sam
Mike
he was in that accident, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that car was going to be worse than it was, Sam's car, but you guys were able to...
I have pictures of Sam up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had one wheel on the ground the whole time. So.
I have a picture of the 31 T-boning me.
Right. Yeah, that was... all the cars looked bad.
Not a fun
that
one.
Were involved.
I can tell you that. And that was when Nick Nusitelli drove Billy Hearn down into the light pole.
Yep. Oh, yeah,
that's track.
Right. That was after the fact.
Oh, come on. Nick don't drive nobody like that.
Again, these are the opinions of each individual here.
Yeah,
and their own.
My opinion is Nick don't drive nobody like that.
Oh, my God.
I think on Sam's car, it only broke a ball joint. We had to replace the fender.
I think he got the best of that wreck.
Yeah, he had the least damage, I think.
Was it the door bars or something, or bent on that, or no?
No, that was in a different accident.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
a
different one.
He bent the whole roll cage on that.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought. That was a whole different accident.
Oh, yeah. That was one I avoided. I slid right past him, and I watched him get hit by somebody else.
That was pretty bad, too, but that you guys straightened that out.
No, we just put a new roll cage in it.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's lighter and better now.
I think the roll cage that's in that car is a late model roll cage. It is a little short.
Took a 4-point out of something else that you guys cut out. And, hey, whatever it was, it worked. So
yeah.
That's the way to go on it. You know?
Your dad said they ain't through this one.
I don't know. It's what we had, and we had a race in 2 weeks. So he's like, it's what we got. Put it in.
That's the way to go in a time crunch. Whatever you have, just do it.
Especially with when you're in the points battle, you know.
Was that the year he won the championship?
Yeah.
So it's probably pretty important. Well, how far behind were you in the points on that year?
That year I was a rookie. I got fifth place.
Did you get rookie of the year?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, congrats on that. So,
thank you.
I mean, that's always good to a good title to get when you first get out there.
Mm.
What did you think when you're in these full size cars? I mean, because you didn't even have a driver's license, did you? You know, to drive on the street. So this is your first experience driving.
It took a bit to get used to all the extra room on my
right side. You're like, I can fit a whole bandolero over there as a passenger.
That's when I had somebody drive my car. And they were like, I'm not used to this.
Can we put it in a seat in here? I want some company here.
When you can't tell how far the wall is away, when you're used to looking door to door like
that. Right. What do you think of that? I mean, you know, with that much space in there when you're getting up against the wall and stuff, could you gauge it pretty well, or do you feel like you adapted pretty easy?
I could tell where it's at because I could hear my car. I can hear the
louder.
Yeah.
You can hear the echo off the wall.
Oh, yeah.
The key is you hear scraping, then you know you're close enough.
I might have had that happen here once.
Ask Aaron McMoran that. That was his line for the longest time, was just bouncing off the wall a little bit, and he was good.
Well, you know why? You're kicking that rear end over just enough so it's you know, got that little rear steer for you. But so, you know, you're out there, you're with these guys that have experience, some other guys that are new. Which guys did you learn to stay away from, and which guys did you learn, you know, that, hey, I can learn from some of these guys, or did you not learn from anybody?
The two people I think I learned most from was my brother and Aaron, because they were always at the front racing each other. There are some cars in the back that are running the other people the whole time, but I mean, that's kind of sketchy, but I learned from my brother and Aaron the most.
Well, you know, hey, if you're going to learn anything, obviously you want to learn from the two fastest guys that are out there, you know?
Yep.
So. When you came in, did you know which cars to stay away from?
Oh, yeah.
was that because somebody told you, hey, these are the guys you want to stay away from?
Oh, no, I saw it.
You saw yourself?
With my own
eyes, yeah. Hey, were any of these two guys on that list of yours?
Probably.
I know Justin was sideways. That's without a doubt. But what about Gary, though? I'm just kidding.
Gary never hit nobody.
You know, Gary drives pretty conservative, if you haven't noticed.
I lied. I watched one time. There was a certain car that I think everybody here has an issue with.
I can tell you he deserved it, whoever it was.
The one you tried to hit after the checkered flag and you backed off.
Again, I can guarantee you he deserved it.
And these are your guys' own opinions. Has nothing to do with the show.
No names mentioned.
No names mentioned. Yeah. Is there?
Okay, I'll make. I'll shut up.
Are there anybody that you feel out there is closest to you in racing that's your nemesis? You know, hey, for some reason this guy's always at my door. Is there anybody out there like that this year or last year?
This year it'd probably be Vinny Rucci.
Vinny Rucci. Okay.
I mean, he's not really my enemy, but...
Well, yeah, and I don't mean, you know, when I say nemesis, I don't mean enemy, but, you know, that he's the guy that's always in your, you know, with you.
Yeah, we're
racing.
Always racing each other. But we're good friends off the track. I have a good time racing him. I know I've hit him a couple times. I know you've mentioned it before. But I talked...
Those are all accidents, by the way. They're not on purpose.
Well, I don't know if I could call that true, but... I've talked to him about it. He says that's fine. He's like...
Does he tell you got one coming?
No, but I said, race me that way if that's the way I race you. So,
you know, hey,
I expect it coming someday.
I will say Kyle was the one that I applauded the most when Aaron and you were racing and you got next to a lapped car and you completely moved down the track and let Aaron race door to door with you past the lapped car.
Yeah,
I was like, anybody else would have just kind of pinned him up and made him go into the back of the lap car.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned it on the show that next weekend.
It's better to race fair than to have somebody else in the way. So,
well, you know what? And that's a good point, and it goes to show your experience as you become a better driver, you know, for the future too, you know, and that's something that you want guys to know they can race side by side with you and race clean and all that, you know, and stuff does happen. Everybody knows, especially in the Bombers, these cars do not handle like a late model, and they don't handle like a super late model. They don't handle like anything else, like a Bandolero or even, you know, these cars are always on the edge of out of control and, you know, leaves it into the driver's hands. So, But I wish you would have hit Aaron more often.
You are always too far.
Just right?
Aaron has that knack. Aaron, he's one hell of a driver.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? As long as you keep your car in one piece, which is obviously, you know, the goal for most people, and especially if you're up front,
yeah.
You know, I think this could be one of your years for a championship, you know?
I'm trying.
What do you think?
You got me distracted.
What you driving there? What is that? A mountain?
No, it's going to start this. It's going to be a shark, if you want to know. I don't know what the hell it is.
Hey, do you want to take
a quick
break?
Sure, we can.
Since we have your attention now, we'll take a quick break and we'll see you right after.
Yeah. See you on the other side.
I'm Thane Alderman, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
This is Rob Street from Rob Street Racing Photography, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
I'm Phil Goodwin, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com. See you at the races.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night. With mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupe, and more, there's something for everybody, including the bomber. You can find out more at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
TheBomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers too, so join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at OnWheelsNow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. And this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and talk about local racing. That's what we like to do here. And, of course, if you're just now joining us, we have the number 4 bomber driver out of LVMS, Kyle Jacks, with us. Again, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
If you didn't hear the first half of the show, after tonight's show, you can always catch the archives at onwheelsnow.com. Look back on any previous dates and click on the blue On Wheels Now link.
If you want to hear about who I talked shit about last week.
Yeah. If you want to talk crap about Justin directly, you can always go to the BomberNation.com website, click on the message boards link there and check it out, post anything. Unfortunately, I mean, with Facebook and stuff like that, you know, it's these message boards and things like that are not as visited as they used to be, but it is still a good place to go sell your car parts and things like that.
Or if you want to call in directly,
there you go.
Talk to us. It's 702-485-4699.
Cool. And speaking of stuff for sale, we're trying to get Kyle to buy a super stock so he can go race with Sam.
Well,
so
yeah.
we're going to try to get a hold of your dad. Can you call his dad?
Yes, I can.
No, I'm just kidding. But
we'll help him out.
Eventually, I'm sure you will. Hopefully not when you get into super stock in Sam's old car and he's moving up into super lates or something like that, you know. Hey, modifieds, man. That class is looking good this year.
Yeah,
you
got a lot more cars this year.
Yeah, they changed the rules on that and very competitive.
Mason Sargent moved up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
He still has a super stock, but he had the modified out last race.
Oh, no way. He's going to do double duty.
He did last race.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, we'll see. It's a lot of fun racing there. Dang.
I think they had, 15 cars last week?
I thought it was 13. I don't know.
More than 10, that's good.
Yeah, exactly. More than 5 from last year.
More than last year when it was only 5 or 6.
Yeah, and again, it you know, going towards like a spec-type division made the difference, you know, because that's the way to go. You keep the cost down. You get the initial cost out there, but your racing cost eventually gets reduced. So, you know, that's kind of seems like the way things are moving. So get yourself a spec division vehicle. Car or truck.
Yes.
But,
I like my bombers.
Hey, who doesn't love stock car racing, right?
It's a lot less money. And I can easily take my bomber to prom and race dirt.
A lot less money, but still cost money.
Oh,
still a hobby.
Still a cost.
Still a hobby, you know. Everything, if it's a hobby, it costs money. Speaking of money cost, you said your biggest sponsor is your dad, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And before I forget and we lose track of time, do you have some sponsors we can talk about real quick before too long here?
SNE, that's Court Connell's company, does underground work, saw cutting and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, man, tough work.
He's always over helping us with the cars. He's always, you know, pulling a car to the racetrack. He's always at the track helping with the cars. Without him, it definitely wouldn't be possible, along with my dad. My brother, too, he's always there. He's always helping when he's not working on his car. You know, other sponsor is Sonder Graphics. They put the stickers on our car and make them look good. So, yeah.
Cool. And then if somebody wants to get a hold of you directly, you have a Facebook page, or what's the easiest way to get a hold of you?
I have a Facebook. It's just under my name, Kyle Jacks. I got an Instagram. I'm trying to remember the name off the top of my head. I think it's kyle.jacks4.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Cool. He's still in high school, of course, right? Mm-hmm. Did anybody at school talk about your racing, or get interested in what you do on the weekends sometimes, or what?
No. Well, most of the people at school are like, "Oh, you're just turning left in a race car," but it's a lot more than
that.
That's
true. They don't understand what really goes into this. You got to get them out to the track so they can kind of feel the races. You know, it's a different experience when you can get them out there. But yeah, most people think that though.
My favorite thing to tell them is, if it's so easy, then you go strapping and show me.
Right. I used to sit up in the stands, and then, like, you'd hear people talking, "Oh, I'm going to bring my Camaro out here." It's not the same thing, but, you know, it's funny because you hear those same stories and stuff, and it's like, well, I'll do it. Yeah. I encourage it. That's why I like hearing the stories where there's fans that end up getting a race car, and they actually end up racing. You know, there's not too many, but there are some out there that end up racing.
Ask Arlie number 3.
Oh, yeah.
About his bomber experience after telling us it was so easy to do it.
Well, it's funny because they wonder, hey, how come you didn't just do this? Or you didn't just pass the guy?
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I was going to say. Why didn't you do this? How come I would have done this. How come you didn't do this? We put 3 in the car, and he's like,
he had one race, he retired, and now he has a motorhome. He gave up his racing career after one race.
It's funny. I see him every now and then driving by his house, and I'll usually stop by, and he's always like, "Oh, I'm gonna buy a car just to come out and race you guys just for fun." I'm like, "That's not what you were saying that night." when they came over the radio and said 65, that was your car, and you're in the back.
He's like, "What the heck did I do?" We're talking about Arlie, the number 10 bomber.
Yeah.
You raced against him, and his son had raced out there at one race at some
Ball
point.
Ball Classic, wasn't it?
Didn't he hit Kyle that night? No, I'm just kidding.
Probably.
Got blue paint on your car. So after 2016, you rebuilt a brand new car, new cage, everything. Did you take motor and stuff out of your old car?
We bought a car off Eric Barton, like he was mentioning earlier.
Okay.
But
I hit that car once. When it wasn't Kyle's.
Okay. No. Well, if he comes out, he's going to hit you again, just so you know. That's Justin.
At the time, that was my friend's car, so
okay.
I gave it a love tap.
You've hit everything but the taco truck.
And that's your problem. Hold on. And listen, that's his problem, giving these love taps. Uh-huh. You're giving way too many love taps.
Uh-huh.
We won't get into that right now.
I've never touched any of your cars.
Love taps. That's all I got to say about
it's
you.
It's on video, me taking Gary out.
Completely?
No, I never actually took him out. There's a couple of dents in his back bumper from me.
Was that during teammate time or no?
Once in Pahrump and once in Vegas.
Oh, okay. Hey, it happened.
Just remember.
It happened.
His Ford couldn't keep up, and I was trying to move him.
There's a reason why.
Oh, my God.
There's a reason why your car doesn't race as fast as his. It's detuned.
In Vegas, it was always faster than his.
So, with your new car, Kyle, how does it feel? I mean, did it feel like a whole different car, or do you feel like it was, you know, kind of the same but better, worse, or what?
At the time, that car I had, the car that I got in the crash with, that car, we had it pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, that was a Sandvold car, right?
Yeah. And so, he drove that car, I think, 2 years before I drove it. Had it going good. I was still, you know, getting it down, but I was getting some podium finishes.
Nice.
Doing all right.
Yeah.
And then, met the wall. Didn't really end up that well.
So what happened, I guess, on that incident, if you don't mind talking about it?
Well, in the heat race, you know, it was the breakout. It was a breakout race. I think I know what he's laughing at. So the guy that was in first place, he's Martin Solon. You know Martin Solon?
Mm-hmm.
I think he had his buddy driving the car. And so he's out there. He's going fast, and he slammed the brakes right before the finish line. Ran right in the back and ripped his bumper off. I went and talked to Martin afterwards. I was like, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. He checked up too fast. And so in the race, coming down to turn four, he spun me out, and I corrected too fast and put it in the fence.
So you think he spun you on purpose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I know he did.
Well, that's not cool.
Well, if you go back to when Aaron McMorrin was here, he told us who was in that car and said that's exactly how he drove his modified also. So.
All right. Go ahead.
So I forget his name, but it's irrelevant. So.
It was an incident. So when you overcorrected, you went straight into the wall pretty much, and that was it.
Yeah.
Bent the frame.
They bent the frame right behind the driver's seat.
Oh, wow.
And then the whole front clip was bent up about a foot. So
so it couldn't be straightened.
No, my car was toast.
I had that video.
Oh, do you? We'll look for that.
I've seen that before, actually.
Yep. We'll look at it. See whose fault it really is.
It wasn't Kyle.
I'm just joking, by the way. So, what do you think about the breakout races?
Pretty sure my opinions, like most people, I don't like them.
You know, I'm against everybody else's. I like the breakout races. I mean, maybe not for every race or anything, but I like to see the breakout races. It gives a chance.
I think they should have upped it a little bit, maybe like a 19.8 or something, what most of the field was running, because I liked the competition. That was when JJ was in the 33 car, and I think JJ was up towards the front, too. That was like the first or second breakout race, wasn't it, Gary?
Yes. Well, some of the most exciting races that I've seen out there lately have been a bomber.
From the standpoint, I like the breakout race. Yeah, I didn't always like racing in them.
From the cockpit, it was kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you like the breakout races?
You kind of get to somewhere on the track and you stay there because you can't go any faster. But
if we're like a Talladega,
the first place guy that can't break out. Everybody else can do whatever they want until they get up front, right?
That's gonna be like Aaron McMorrin and stop half track back and just catch them all.
Yeah.
I remember the first time he did that, I was behind him, and all of a sudden you see him just dropping back. I'm like, where the hell are you going? And that's the way to have fun.
Or just
take the outside line like I was that one race.
Well, to me, that's what you should do. If you got a fast car, just run the outside. You know, it's going to slow you down a little bit and probably even it out some. But you guys don't have to worry about that. There's no breakout races this year that I know of.
Yeah, I think they took them off the schedule completely. So
unfortunately, I liked seeing the breakout races once in a while. So
that was a good race for the 81 car.
Well, they should have it at like a no points, maybe a no points breakout type
race
or something.
The last no point breakout race they had, there were 7 cars. So,
Is that what it was? So that's why nobody showed up. That sucks.
Well, there was a couple wrecks in that race.
I don't remember where I was.
I wasn't there for that though.
It was. I think, in the last 5 laps, I got spun out. Oh, me and I was in second at the time. Me and first place got taken out. I got hooked in the back, and I get the guy next to me both spun out. But we got our spots back and then passed him on the outside. So
you go on YouTube and look up low budget TV. They
yeah.
actually have that race.
Mm-hmm.
How
do that.
That's how I seen it.
Yeah. I'll have to take a look. And again, I'm glad you brought up low budget TV. Thanks to them guys. We got to talk to them out at the Irwindale a couple
weeks
back.
They're big in Irwindale.
So that's kind of their home track. But great facility out there if you haven't been to Irwindale. You've been to Irwindale before, haven't you?
I've been there one time last year.
Just a spectator?
Yeah. Me and my dad went down there, and that's when they had the Lucas Oil Modified and the Spears Tour down there.
Oh, yeah.
It was great racing. I'll give him that.
Oh, yeah. And that half-mile track is something else.
Have you ever been to Kern?
No, but I want to go there.
Me too.
That track
I haven't
awesome.
Been there either.
That's a track to go see.
Mm-hmm.
I've never raced at it. But
do you think
not.
It's faster than Irwindale? Or is it pretty similar?
I watched the Modifieds down there.
Yeah.
And those are always fun to watch, and they always make it look faster than it is. But
yeah.
It's very high-banked, and it's definitely a fun track, and I would race it in a heartbeat.
When you talk to the Modified guys, half the guys like the half mile, half the guys don't because they're not really built for that kind of speed on those tracks.
Just like
those
guys that went down to Bristol in those Modified, those cars were not built for that track.
Same for those when they had that super late model race there last year. They tore some stuff up.
No
in
way.
That race.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a couple videos of just cars being absolutely just destroyed. And you're like, how did that guy just walk away from that? From what Aaron McMoran was saying, I believe it was Aaron, said those cars were pulling faster lap times than the cup cars were.
Amazing.
In those super lights.
That's crazy. As a spectator, that's what you want to see, I guess. You want to see the excitement.
I hear everybody saying, I love the wrecks. I was like, yeah, once you're in one of those wrecks,
yeah.
you don't really
you don't
like
want,
them.
Yeah.
Once you're raw, have to fund them. You don't like it.
Exactly right. If you're a spectator and like to watch your ex, visit the sponsors and pay for the sponsors that pay for these race cars, you know.
Yeah.
That helps them get their cars back on the track, you know. But, go give the driver a couple thousand dollars to
fix
the damage.
Car, right?
Yeah. Hey, it was fun watching your ex. Uh-huh. A couple thousand.
I mean,
I wish it worked that way.
I believe in the whole rubbing is racing, but you don't want to see any wrecks, and especially like ours. We all know other people in those cars.
Right.
When you see a bad wreck, like when John Hans wrecked his Legend, I think it was the last race. And he ended up, blowing out his back pretty bad.
Oh wow!
And he's actually been listening, so I'm glad he's doing a lot better. And I reached out to him because I know his sister, and he said the car is pretty effed up, but he walked away. Well,
mm-hmm.
He's feeling a lot better, so.
We're pit right next to him. We're all looking at the car. You could, if you're looking in the cockpit, you could see the engine right in front of you.
No kidding.
And the seat was all moved.
Yeah, through the firewall there.
Wow.
He said the craziest thing was how bent his steering was after the hit, and that's what he kept messaging me about was just the steering completely.
And he probably didn't realize what he just went through. You know, when you hold on and you really tense up when you get in these wrecks and don't realize it.
I mean, the wreck at the July 3rd wreck and with mine. You don't realize how bad it is, and once the next day you actually look at your car.
Right.
And I remember my firewall was all smushed, and the transmission was moved. The transmission was bent in half. The gas pedal was moved about 3 to 4 inches to the left. It was behind the brake pedal, so you don't realize until you can actually look at those cars after a bad wreck.
Well, and that's how important it is to make sure these roll cages are built like they're supposed to be and not modified in any way or anything like that, you know, for weight or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you see guys cutting things out and putting lighter weight bars and stuff in, but when hitting the wall happens, that's when you...
Safety is something you don't skip out on.
Exactly. Never.
Did you get a chance to look at that 27 car after?
I went up and took pictures of it.
That is
insane. Oh, yeah.
He said he had one of the roll bars from the back he had sticking through ran down to the back.
Right.
So that was sticking right up next to his helmet.
If you look how gutted that car was, and then that being a newer style Caprice, you can't put that against those Monte Carlos, those full body Monte Carlos. And that's what I was driving. And that when I got out of the car and I didn't see him yet, and I seen your brother, and then I seen Billy, and we all told fire and safety to go check on him, and he crawled out the other window.
I think he had the back tire of that car right behind the seat.
Yeah. I couldn't believe how bad that was.
He got hit by me, Sam. The 31 hit us also. And I think one other car piled in, but he barely made contact with us because my car was pretty destroyed because I also got T-boned after that. So that was a rough one.
Yeah, that was gnarly.
Well, and can you imagine? Because the original bomber rules had a different type of roll cage. Well, they had a different type of roll cage.
Yeah, the Jesus
was a minimum.
You call it. Yeah.
But I think now they require a 4-point, don't they? Over time. So yeah, luckily, because of the change of the cars, you got the lighter cars like the Capris and the
Crown Vic.
The Crown Vics and things like that.
They're going way faster now than they've ever been.
Yeah. I mean, back then
the speeds they're going now, man. It'd be crazy not to have
them. What speeds were they back then? Do you remember? Were they 22s?
Yeah, 20s, 21s. 22s, 23s, yeah.
I mean, what are you running now on average? 19?
A 19-1-ish. My fastest lap this year was on the practice day. You know, it was like 50 degrees. It was cold. Brand new tires. I think I ran 18.8.
Wow. What's the track record, do you know, in the bombers today?
Sam has it. I think it's like an 18.96 or something like that.
Cool. So you're right there, man.
It was that same car I was driving. Same car he drove before.
Wow.
So...
Now, you know, that's, you know, part of the fun, I guess, as they progress. You know, the record today obviously can't stand against a few years back because of the rule changes and things like that.
Mm.
They're more of a street stock today than they ever have been. So
that's what I hear people saying is they're the street stocks of 2000s.
Right. And that's true.
Because my brother ran this, you know, the super stocks,
mm-hmm.
or when they were the Chargers, they were running 18-second, you know, lap times and shit. When I bought my first bomber, when it was Jen Cunningham's old car, and I think that car was running like a 21-second lap, and it was a front-running car. And then it just became what it is today.
Right. I mean, it seems like on average the bomber that's competitive is a 19.2 to 19.5 car.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, when the breakout race at 20 was set up, there were 20, 21-second cars typically. So
I think the fastest lap when the first breakout race happened was like a 19.5, I want to say.
Hmm.
And that was 5 years ago when the first one happened. And it is what it is today.
All right. No, I mean, they keep getting faster. What do you think are making these bombers fast? I mean, you're a young driver, young to the division, young to the track, you know, getting your experience, getting your feet wet and all that still. You got a lot of racing left in you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think are making these bombers faster from your experience?
From what I've seen, the setup, like the handling of the car is what is most important. Motor helps.
You think guys are figuring things out more and being able to know how to tweak motors more and all that?
Yeah.
Legally, of course. Everything's legal. Right, Justin? Okay. Except for heads, I don't know. Anyways, no.
We're definitely not bombers anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, I guess going back to like the teching and stuff like that. That's something that you feel should be more consistent. More, you know, are they? You think they're doing a good job? I mean, not to point any teching out or anything, you know, as a good or bad thing. But do you think they're consistent enough with tech, and should they be teching more? You think?
I think they're good because they're checking more parts of the car now. Like they just checked the rear, checked the rear gear last race, and
that's good. That's something I thought they should have checked a long time ago.
They're starting to check more in the engine. I think the race before they pulled the carburetors.
Cool.
Yep.
Well, unfortunately, I hate to end it on teching, but as usual, we're out of time.
That's a popular topic with us, I guess.
I know exactly. You know, but. You know, thanks, Kyle, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Make sure you check out Kyle Jack, the #4 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway Bullring Bomber driver. When's the next race?
14.
14 bombers are racing.
Yep, this upcoming weekend.
Coming up weekend. So make sure you go out there, check it out. Root for Kyle and the whole division out there. So want to thank everybody for joining us. Thanks again, Kyle, for being here.
Thanks for having me. I had a good time.
No problem. Get along without your bro. We'll see you live here next Tuesday at onwheelsnow.com. Thanks for listening.